Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Today, Professor Brant Kronholm from St. Mary's College tells us about partition theory and how it was conceived.
Partition theory is the branch of mathematics that studies how positive whole numbers add together regardless of order. For example, there are only five ways that positive whole numbers can add up to 4. They are 4, 3 plus 1, 2 plus 2, 2 plus 1 plus 1, and 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1, and we say that there are 5 partitions of 4. The mathematics used to study partitions has found application to the study of supercold carbon atoms, computer science, and astrophysics. The fact that there are 3,972,999,029,388 partitions of 200 should convince us that a partition formula would be very complicated. Though the study began over 250 years ago with the blind mathematician Euler, it was not until the early 20th century that the formula was established by G.H. Hardy and the great Indian genius Ramanujan. Further, Ramanujan made the remarkable discovery that whenever a number ending in 4 or 9 is partitioned, the number of partitions is a multiple of 5. There was no reason to suspect that something like this could possibly be true, and has led to over 90 years of research. Only 10 years ago, patterns were discovered so that the number of partitions is always a multiple of a prime for every prime except 3. The focus of my research is the number of parts of a partition. For instance, there are only 2 partitions of 4 with 2 parts, 3 plus 1 and 2 plus 2. About a year ago, I discovered that given any prime, there are patterns in the integers so that the number of partitions of that integer into a prime number of parts is a multiple of that prime, including the prime 3. Euler and Ramanujan would be proud.
That was Brant Kronholm from St. Mary's College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.